Greetings, everyone. How are you doing today?
I'm
glad to be here at this fellowship meeting one more time. So glad to see all of your brothers and sisters and enjoyed the morning service. Just want to lead us in a short prayer and then just have a few words of welcome. Most holy and to the everlasting and everlasting God. God, we thank you, Father God, for another day. And Father God, we thank you for being able to come together again, Father God, to fellowship and to worship your name, Father. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you let your spirit abide with us today, Father God, abide with these preachers as they come before your people, Father God. And Father God, we pray that you endow them with your spirit to rightly divide the word, Father God. And not only that, Father God, we pray, Father God, for a taking in of that word, Father God. And then, Father God, we just humbly, Father God, just thank you, Father God, for all of your many, many, many blessings, Father God. There's so many things going on in the world today, Father God, and all of the news that we appear to take in is either negative or bad, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are sitting high and you're looking low, Father God. And Father, we just trust in you, Father God. And so, Father God, we ask you, Father God, for, Father God, your humble blessings. And these things we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to welcome everyone to this meeting today, and just want to just read a few verses of a Psalms, one of my favorite Psalms. And I thought about it on yesterday, one that we've read many times, Psalms 51 from David. Starting at the first verse, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear, and when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all of mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I want to stop right there. This is one of my favorite Psalms, and it applies to each and every one of us. And some folks might say, oh, Brother Bird, that Psalm is about David and him doing something that he definitely should not have been doing. That doesn't apply to me. But this Psalm really applies to every one of us, because for those that don't know the don't realize the extent of the tender, loving mercy of God, this psalm applies to you.
Right.
For those that somehow or another thinks that they are holier than thou, this psalm applies to you.
Amen.
For those that maybe think, well, I don't sin to that extent, so it doesn't apply to me, this psalm applies to you. And for those that realize that each and every day we fight against principalities, and we fight against flesh, and we have to have the word in order to have a good fight, this psalm applies to you. As I go to my seat, David said something in 12 that really captured me. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
He didn't say restore my salvation, because he never lost his salvation. All right, it was given to him since the foundation of the world as a gift from God, And we cannot lose our salvation, amen, but we can lose the joy, amen, of our salvation. Yes, so all right, if we allow sin to come into our life. And David was asking God, I realize I've sinned, created me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. And each and every one of us every day, we fall short. And each and every day, we should ask God to renew in us a right spirit.
Amen. Amen.